93.7, the River That Goes Tom Petty, Dog and Joe Show. Lick Us and Wins coming up. Plus, horse track or horse crap. More rounds of that. And if you go to the Dog and Joe Facebook page, we put this up yesterday. Yesterday was a Tuesday, and Joe and I went out to Slice of Old Sacramento. We had some pizza. We'll have that chew review in the podcast waiting so we can rate what it is we thought about the pizza. But coming back from Old Town yesterday, what we saw was what we posted on Facebook. A woman driving a Toyota that was loaded to the gills with trash bags, fast food bags, shopping plastic bags, and just bags. I mean, you could not see out of the back window. You couldn't see out of the side windows. She had books and crap all over her dash.
It looked like mail, too. Like, and there was mail and letters. And
just, yeah, magazines and mail, and the whole passenger side just loaded. The only space that was cleaned up was just enough so she could get into the driver's seat. And we saw her get on at Cap City, and she starts driving around toward Cal Expo. And I told Joe, we got to take a picture of this. And I didn't want to snap the woman's face, so all you get is kind of the back seat and the side back passenger seat and the trunk.
It's enough to give you a good view of what it was. I'd never seen anything like that.
No, you could see it, man. The car's pinned, the bumper's hanging off, and I'd never seen so much trash. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, what in the hell? And you drive by, and it's like McDonald's and Starbucks bags and shopping bags. There was so much trash and garbage in this car.
And we're not talking about someone moving from one place to another. We're talking about this was trash.
It looked like someone taking bags, like from Starbucks or fast food, and just rolled it up and stacked them in there.
Yeah.
And they were keeping them in newspapers. And I'm like, what in the hell? So we threw it up on Facebook, and I made the joke, Joe and I are going to start a new show called Highway Hoarders. Because as we drove by, this poor woman, she barely had enough room to drive. And the car won't go over 45 miles an hour. The muffler's dragging, the bumper's hanging down. She can't see. And I'm like, what the hell? So we post it. And I invite you to look at it, and then all hell breaks loose, and all these other people start posting photos. There's some other family that's driving a Buick, and supposedly they live out in Orangevale, and you can see all these photos, and they have, this Buick is pinned. I mean, it is ready to bust axle. The wheels are hanging out. It's slammed on the ground, and they have tarps and bicycle tires and boxes and bike frames and rope and just all this garbage.
I cannot believe that thing is allowed to drive down the road, that the police don't pull that over. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a tub, like those blue tubs that you stuff in. I mean,
there's four of those.
Yeah, there's just tubs and junk, and you look at the car, you cannot see the driver. There's like sandwich bags and garbage, and it's like a silvery blue Buick, I believe this car is, and it's loaded down to the max. And one of the comments I put on there was, really? You're going to cite me for talking on my cell phone, but you're going to allow this S-Box to drive down the road and be communal with me? You want me to share the road with this? How is that even safe? It looks like it's tied down with shoelaces.
That and the more unbelievable thing is all the different people photos and different vantage points.
Yeah.
Like, this vehicle isn't just spotted out on the road once. This thing is all over town.
Yeah, people say they see it. Okay, so there's two cars we're talking about. The lady we photoed yesterday, it's claimed that she hangs out around Woodland and Starbucks, and lots of people have seen her in the Woodland area and Starbucks.
Well, she was a pretty good distance from Woodland yesterday.
To be loaded down that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. God knows she didn't make it back to Woodland.
Well, yeah, because she was heading the opposite direction. She was heading towards Roseville.
Yeah, she was coming back past Cal Expo. Then you got the Buick. Now, these people, it's alleged, reside in the OV, the Orangevale area, and people see them at Home Depots and hanging out in different places and different shopping malls, and there's different people that have different photos of the same car. And all I got to say, you know, we talk about homelessness a lot on this show. We talk about all the E. coli in the water, and we talk about how they're encroaching on our space and how it's gotten out of hand. If homelessness has moved onto the highways, it has to stop, because I am not going to share the road with this. This isn't safe, the motorist can't see, and nothing is tied down properly. The fact that the CHP doesn't drive by and just start firing shots into that car to flatten the tires and then possibly puncture through the windshield and stop the driver who's using this, it's beyond me. This cannot be on the road. It's not safe. No one can see. No one in that car can see, and nothing is tied down properly. It's a menace.
What's crazy about it is you guys posted this picture down here, and then another one of you posted, you said, look, different shot, same day. and the amount of stuff on the car had grown.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's grown down. Like the different, look at different shot, Orangevale dude from Betty. And then you see the car. It's got the exact same stuff on it. You see the blue tint on top of the boxes and whatever else. So the top of it's the same. But now it's grown all the way down the back, and it's hanging off the bumper.
Off the trunk. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at that photo now. There's plant pots. There's more boxes. There's more rope. And stuff is tied down with dental floss, shoelaces, belts that they found at, like, Goodwill, duct tape. I mean, this is not safe. This cannot be on the road. A strong wind. And when I say strong, I'm talking anything over 2 miles an hour is going to blow this crap all over. You cannot be on a freeway or any public street transporting your trash like this.
I can't even imagine if you'd roll up behind that and you'd be on a motorcycle. Think about how scary that would be.
No, there's no possible safe way that the driver can see out of this. So look at this, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just one person who is down on their luck that has a home or that has a thrift store or a junkyard or a pawn shop, and they're using this car to go out and find their stuff and transport it, if in fact that's even the case.
I mean, that's okay if that's, but let's get a
truck. No, that's not okay, even if it's that.
Well, if they maybe they could just get a pickup truck. Well, something that would be a little easier than tying it to the roof of your vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. If their pickup truck's broke and they're using this as their corporate car to transport their junk, okay, I get it, but it still doesn't make it any more legal. But if, in fact, homeless people are finding ways to get wheels, because this is what this looks like, it is the version of the shopping cart, but now it is not on the sidewalk and kind of out in the gutter walking around the streets. It's sharing lanes with us. It's a shopping cart loaded down like all the homeless shopping carts, and it's sharing the roadways with us. That cannot be legal. They must stop this. They need to tag these cars and pull them off the road.
It must be, though. It must be legal, or else these guys would be getting pulled over.
There's no way. And a lot of people on here say they see this more and more and more. So I think what these are homeless rolling hotels. And they're getting these cars, and they're living in them, and they're packing all their stuff along. Because everyone sees the guy that's got the shopping cart, and he's got the blanket, and the two dogs, and the bicycle tied to it. And he's got his collection of cans, and then he's got his dogs, and his banjo. And, you know, he's got all this different stuff in here. That's what this resembles to me, but it's strapped down on a car. And I'm telling you, and I know people hate when I say this, you got to clear them out of here. And I don't care where you send them, but they can't be here. And if you're going to have homeless people like this sharing the roadways now with us, no, you got to work or you got to leave. They got to do something about this. You can't be here. I'm not going to drive down the road next to homeless people in cars with that much crap because it's not safe. It's not. And I don't care. And you can call me classes. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I'm here to tell you there's no reason anyone that pays what I pay for tags and what I pay for road taxes and gas taxes should share a lane with that or a roadway with that. That ain't happening. It ain't happening. I'm here to tell you. That ain't happening.
You're so finalized about it.
I am. That car right there, if I saw that car in front of me and I'm in my truck, I'm going to pit maneuver it. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to have to file a claim with my insurance. I'm going to have to pay all this different money, and I'm going to throw all that crap all over the street so other people will be put out, and the CHP has to come out, and everyone has to come out and see this big scene. I'm going to pit maneuver that because that does not belong.
Oh, my goodness. You don't want to crash them.
No.
An individual that has a vehicle like this is already so down and out on their luck. I mean, I feel horrible for them, to be quite honest with you. But and with everything with you, obviously you're a bit aggressive with all this. I mean, there's no need to pit maneuver. There's no need to drive over them or tell them they can't share a lane with you. But that to me, that's scary.
Okay, let's say you're in your car, you and Digger, you're cruising out somewhere. I don't care if it's Saturday. I don't care what it is. You want to drive by that? You have confidence in driving by that car with your child?
Not particularly.
Even if stuff is blowing off, because here's the thing, even if the driver can see and has good visibility and can use the rearview mirrors that are provided that are exterior, you can't guarantee me that stuff isn't blowing in the freaking wind. Every mile they drive, five things fly off the front or the back or the trunk or the hood or the roof. It's dangerous.
I would agree with you. If we didn't see the same picture, the same vehicle in different days with the same...
I mean, the pile growing?
Somehow they've got that crap secure. I mean, it's not coming off. And as a matter of fact, now see, here's the thing. The picture that you and I took, yes. I'd be secure driving past that car with my son. Now, the first picture that the listeners took.
Yeah, the Buick.
That's where it gets sketchy.
Yeah.
You get down to the third or fourth picture, that's where I would start getting scared, because now it's grown off the trunk and it's hanging down by the brake lights.
Yeah, everybody, I think, has seen that big plastic floating island in the Pacific, you know, that trash island that just keeps growing.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch or whatever it is.
That's what this is. This thing is growing and growing and growing, and I look at this and there's only one explanation. It's methamphetamine. It's crank.
Oh, come on.
There is no one out there that is not snorting crank that could do this. It's impossible to even conjure up the thought or to collect string. There's no way any sane person that's not on drugs could do this. You just can't. I'm looking at this and it's baffling.
I have a hard time disagreeing with you with that, even though you're saying just nonsense.
I know I sound insane, and you can say that I'm getting aggressive and all this, but I stand by this, man. I don't want to share the roadway with this on it. There's just no excuse. We pay too much money to drive here in this state. These cars cannot be on the road. Once you see this, for the people who haven't, you're going to flip out. It's unbelievable.
You really are not going to be able to believe this one. I thought we had a good photo going yesterday. I cannot believe it. I almost want to drive around the Orangeville area and take a peek at this. I can't believe that car is ripping around like that.
I am not going anywhere near Orangevale until this thing is off the road. I don't want to go down Orangevale. No, or out to Orangevale. I'm not going near it. It's crazy.
Sad for this person. This person's probably got a hard life going on right now.
Really? Really? You don't think this person's driving over to Granite Bay? You know, they're just doing this so they can make the payments on their big 4,800 square foot house that has four air conditioners and two swimming pools.
There ain't no way.
No, there's no way. Why would you feel sorry for this?
Because I do. I can't imagine having myself in that position right there. That's awful.
766-9370. The people on Facebook claim that it's a growing problem and they've seen other cars like this. Sarah, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you?
Good.
We're doing good, Sarah.
Joe, don't feel sorry for that guy in Orangevale. He's Orangevale's famous tweaker.
Oh, so you guys know of this. So you know him. Dog is somewhat correct in what he's saying.
I mean, come on. I'm 46 years of age. I'm really, really dumb. I'm not going to tell anyone different. I'm dumb. But there's a couple things growing up in this area my entire life, being born and raised in Modesto and now living here. Here's one thing, and I've never done that junk. I've never done that junk, but I've known people throughout my life that have tampered with it and played with it. I can spot a tweaker or a meth head, I mean, a billion miles away. And this right here has the classic signs, symptoms, and signals of someone that has snorted too much crank. There's no one out there that'll deny this. I'm dumb, but I'm here to tell you, with this, I'm smart. That's accurate.
Now, see, I've only got 15 years of my methamphetamine radar.
Yeah.
So I didn't grow up around it, nor did I do it and abuse it, and it's not one of my drugs of choice, so I have a hard time. I can only spot the remnants.
Yeah.
The leftover folks that have done it. But,
yeah.
But this right here, if that's what you're telling me is what a meth addict or a methamphetamine person does.
There's no other explanation.
I believe it.
Sarah, do you live in the OV?
Yes, I do.
And again, we're not going to have you sign an affidavit, so be careful how you answer. I don't know you, and I don't know that you know this or that this is a known meth head in Orangevale, but you're saying that that's the tale that goes around town, is that whoever drives this car is on crank.
On something.
Fair enough. And do you see this car often? Do other people in the area, they see this car often?
Daily.
No kidding. So it is on the road every single... See, I'm telling you, it's got to be legal, dude, or they cops would pull it over.
To the best of your knowledge, is this person who motors this vehicle, who captains this warship, are they homeless?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Looks to me like this last photo of it, they're sitting in front of an apartment... Nope, that's an outside strip mall.
And here's the thing. Sarah, do you ever see cops hassling this person? Is there? Do you ever see sheriff or Orangevale PD pulling them over? CHP?
I personally don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the share. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, good morning. Welcome. What's up?
Hey, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, well, there we go.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
Welcome, man.
So I'm a security guard, and I drive around all night long, and I've been doing this for about 6 years, and it is definitely something that is getting worse and worse. North Highlands is a notorious sport. Carmichael's starting to get real bad. But the picture you guys got up is hilarious. I got another one that parks up by North Highlands. This guy, he's got like a doghouse roped to the back of like this crappy old Honda Civic. and the top of it's got like a kiddie pool full of luggage and stuff. I mean, it gets crazy after a while.
So
scrapping all kinds of stuff.
You're a security guard. You see this stuff. You see it as a growing problem. These are cars they're living in, right? These are homeless people.
Oh, absolutely. I see them on a daily basis almost. Sometimes they're parked behind abandoned strip malls. Sometimes they're parked behind down dark roads and things like that. But it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. You know, it used to be onesies and twosies. Now, I mean, hell, Freedom Park Drive down there up in North Highland, they're ballsy enough. They break the latch off the street light controls, and they turn all the street lights off down that road so they can go back there and park and be in darkness. And
Do you see? And this is what I'm saying. So if you're a security guard, you know what's going on. I'm a dumb DJ. We know what's going on. You got Sarah, the girl that called from Orangevale. She knows about it. Really? Law enforcement, CHP, Sac County, Sac PD, these different city PDs, they don't know what's going on? Come on. This has to stop. You're not going to shut off power, and you're not going to park on dark roads, and you're sure as hell not going to drive around the streets with other people.
Yeah.
With this crap on your car.
That's the thing is, like, I mean, they got everything from converted box trucks with coolers on it to RVs to, like I said, old Civics with crap strapped to it. And I've seen... I get a security guard. We have calls all the time over there where, like, the mutual housing sites are. And I've seen them literally just go right down that road, passing at least five or six of those cars, not doing a single thing. They just don't care. It's not their
I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to share the road with this. This is out of hand. It's too much, and I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I'm just telling you the truth. That's out of hand. That's illegal. It should not be happening.
Well, if this person, the Orangevale person, is living in their car, they aren't sleeping or anything. I mean, they are basically sitting in the driver's seat, and that's all the room they have.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else.
Yeah, they're not even reclining the chair.
No, the chair, no. The seat can't even lean back, so they're going to have to sleep sitting up at the driver's seat.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Hey, Mark. We're good, brother.
Yeah, no, I'm a resident of Orangevale, too, and I know the Tetris tweaker vehicle you guys are talking about. The guy is a known drug user, and yes, it is illegal. But unfortunately, the cops can't really do much about it because what are they going to do?
What do you mean? You just told me all I needed to know. You just said, yeah, it's illegal, but what are the cops going to do? What do you mean? I mean, they're going to ticket the car. Well, you cannot drive down the road like that.
Well, into his property. It goes into just instead of cleaning up trash, then, I mean, they're going to have to take this thing too. They're going to have it towed. They can't tow it with all the stuff on there. So then he's going to, you know, file a complaint because they've thrown his actual property away. I mean, that gets sticky probably.
So all you got to do is come up with ordinances saying you cannot haul your property around exposed outside of a box truck or van, or you have to have proper containment. There's tons and tons of laws and rules against this. They're allowing it because the problem is growing and they don't know what to do with it. I want to become an Orangevale PD now.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. Because I'm here to tell you, because I'll tell you how I get rid of that stuff. I'm here to tell you, and I don't care if it's 9 or 40 cal. All I need is 10.
You're going to rifle shots off into
all
it.
I need is
you're
10.
You're not going to hit anyone.
10 in the mag, and then I'm going to put one in the chamber. I'm rocking 11. I'm going to rock 11. I'll go California civilian law style. I'm rocking 11, and that's all I'm going to say. This has to stop, and they can stop it, but they don't want to because it's too messy. Just put an end to it.
I don't think you could shoot a bullet through that.
Please, dog, come to Orangevale. We don't have a police department. All we have is the Sac Sheriff right now.
Orangevale's unincorporated? You don't have a PD there?
We don't.
I didn't know that. I thought Orangevale was a city. I thought it was incorporated. I thought you guys had a police department and all that.
Well, look what they're letting drive on the roads. though, man. That's dangerous for you guys.
Hey, you know what I do? You know what? You can't beat up Joy to make this guy mayor. Hire this guy to incorporate your city. Let this guy run Orangevale. My God.
Everyone sees him around enough. He's on the streets. He's a man about town.
He's not even hiding. It's not like he comes out at midnight either. This dude is rocking. He's in front of like good strip malls. The stores look decent. He's got nothing to hide.
He's middle of the day.
I know.
I bet you see him out there right now rolling around.
Oh, man. Jump on Facebook. You got to see the photos. It's unbelievable. One more, and then we'll get to Lickus and Win. Plus, we got rounds of Horse Tracker, Horse Crap coming. Welcome, Andy. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, brother.
Hey, so I grew up in Rio Linda, you know. All jokes aside from Rio Linda, we used to be a good small town. You know, we used to be that country feeling close to the city. It was a good place to grow up.
We get it. Everyone around here knows the real Linda jokes and the syphilis hygiene. Yeah. Everyone knows. We know. What's up?
And we used to have the meth cookers back in the day, but they knew their place. They kept quiet.
Nothing better than a responsible meth cooker. You know, that's what's happened lately, is the responsibility's been thrown out the window. They cook the meth and the crank so irresponsibly now, and that's why I feel in danger, because back then they really were so sympathetic to their communities and the surroundings. They just had a different couth about them, and they had different
ethics. Well, they kept them in closed garages.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, they just went out of their way to be very, very good crank cookers. But anyway.
They have no and they blew respect. Themselves up, you know?
Yeah, they blew themselves up. No one else. Yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to that, is now Rio Linda is so overran by transients. It's horrible. The small town businesses that used to be in Rio Linda, the sub shops, you know, people don't even want to go there anymore into Rio Linda. Even the people that live there want to go outside of Rio Linda, because you can't go down the street without getting begged for cash.
Yeah, accosted. No, we get it. You know, we get it. It's everywhere in California. It really is everywhere.
And the bad part of it is you offer them food, you try to help them out, but that's not what they want.
No.
You know, they want the money. And they'll tell you straight up they want the money.
Yeah. Again, you know, like I told you last week, we need to make them prisoners of work. And Joe hated that term because I use the word prisoner. But what you do is, if you're cited for being homeless so many times, you're a ward of the state, and you have to do what the state tells you to do for free. But the state, in turn, will house you and medical and feed you. And that's what you get. And if you cannot function here...
Well, I don't think you call it a prisoner. You got to just pick a different term for it.
No,
sounds more appetizing or appealing to people.
No, I want them to be a prisoner of work. And what they do is all the stuff that needs to be done. They pick up the trash, they do this, they fight fires. Whatever we want them to do, they do that. And if they don't want to do that, then they have to leave this state. And they go somewhere else. And if all the states did this and pushed them and pushed them and pushed them... Finally, all these homeless people are going to either have to work to rely on state assistance, or they're going to have to get jobs. It gives them two options. But to have them just walk around, gallivanting around town, doing what they want, like modern-day pirates, that should be unacceptable and illegal. I don't care what anyone says, and I don't care what put these people on hard times. You can't disrupt business and people that are out trying to contribute and bust their ass and do it the right way. You can't have those that don't want to do it that way do nothing.
Well,
and if you're going to do nothing, you got to do it somewhere that doesn't affect people.
Is this person really, other than having something fall off the car, affecting anyone's daily life?
Yeah, because I'm here to tell you the person operating that car cannot operate that car as safely as if he did not have all that crap on it and had better visibility. He's a threat and a danger to others he shares the roadway with.
So that's what it is. He's driving slower and probably not as safe as
yeah, he's got less visibility. Plus, he's got stuff that's going to blow off. Plus, even if you get in an accident, accidents happen. That damn thing gets in an accident, it's going to cause a million more accidents because crap's strewn all over the freeway.
I can't even imagine what that thing looks like if it rear-ends somebody.
Oh, my God. It irritates me. Look at the photos.
Odds are, though, that thing rear-ends somebody or gets hit, there ain't nothing moving on it. I mean, the individual driving it's got it secured. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, and quote-unquote, by being secured, I want you to take a look at the photos, because there's nothing on there secured. That is hanging on by a thread, literally. We got to do this. It's like...